ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So reading from Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 10, entitled Deliverance of the Yamala Arjuna Trees, text number 34 to 35. Yasyavatara gyayante sari resh Vasaritrina Taister Atulya Tishayer Virye Dehi Shvasangatai Sabhavansavalokasya. Just the first one, huh? Okay. Yasya avata gyayante sarireshva sharirina taister atulyatishayer viryadehishva sangatai. Yasya avatara gyayante sarireshva sharirina taiste atulya tishaye virya dehi shvasangitai. Prabhus. Tisha sharirina yasya avatara gyayante taistera atulya tishaye Anyone else? Yasya avatara gyayante saririshvaya sharirina kaistera tulya tishaya dhyaya ishva sangita. Mothers. Yasyavatara gyayante yasyavatara gyayante sarirashva sharirina taiste atulya tishaya viyadehi svasangitai yasyavatara gyayante sarirashva sharirina taiste atulya tishaya viyadehi svasangita. Now shall I do the word for word for both verses? Okay. Sabhavam savalokasya bhavaya vibhavaya cha avatirno risha bhagena sampraptum patir ashisham. And now we'll go on to synonyms. Yasya, of whom? Avatara, the different incarnations. Like Matsya, Kurma, and Varaha. Gyayante, are speculated. Sarireshu, in different bodies, differently visible. Ashirinaha, they are not ordinary material bodies, but are all transcendental. Tai tai, by such bodily activities. Atulya, incomparable. Atisai, Atisayai, unlimited. Viryai, by strength and power. Dehishu, by those who actually have material bodies. Asangatai, which activities enacted in different incarnations are impossible to be performed. Saha, the same Supreme. Bhavan, your Lordship. Sarva Lokasya, of everyone. Bhavaya, for the elevation. Vibhaya, Vibhavaya, for the liberation. Cha, and Avatirna, have now appeared. Angsabhagena, in full potency, with different parts and parcels. Sampraptam, at the present moment. Pati Ashisham, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master of all auspiciousness. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Appearing in bodies like those of ordinary fish, tortoise, and hog, you exhibit activities impossible for such creatures to perform. Extraordinary, incomparable, transcendental activities of unlimited power and strength. These bodies of yours, therefore, are not made of material elements, but are incarnations of your Supreme Personality. You are the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. You have now appeared with full potency for the benefit of all living entities within this material world. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 4.7-8, Yada yadahi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tad atmanam shajamyam paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya chaduskitam dharma samstapanataya sambhavami yuge yuge. Krishna appears as an incarnation when real spiritual life declines and when rogues and thieves increase to disturb the situation of the world. Unfortunate, less intelligent persons, bereft of devotional service, cannot understand the Lord's activities. And therefore, such persons describe these activities as kalpana, mythology or imagination. Because they are rascals and the lowest of men, Namam daskritino mudha prapadyante naradama. Such men cannot understand that the events described by Vyasadeva in the Puranas and other Shastras are not fictitious or imaginary, but factual. Krishna, in his full, unlimited potency, here shows that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For although the two trees were as large and sturdy that even many elephants could not move them, Krishna as a child exhibited such ordinary strength that they fell down with a great sound. From the very beginning, by killing Putana, Shakatasura, and Trinavarta, by causing the trees to fall, and by showing the entire universe within his mouth, Krishna proved that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The lowest of men, mudhas, because of sinful activities, cannot understand this, but devotees can accept it without a doubt. Thus the position of a devotee is different from that from a non-devotee. End of purport. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kata Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Yasya tava avatara gyayante sareshvara sharirina taster atulya tishayer virya deshvira sangatai sabavansavalokasya bhavaya vibhavaya cha avatirno sabhagena sampraptam patir ashisham. Appearing in bodies like those of ordinary fish, tortoise and hog, you exhibit activities impossible for such creatures to perform. Extraordinary, incomparable, transcendental activities of unlimited power and strength. These bodies of yours, therefore, are not made of material elements, but are incarnations of your Supreme Personality. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who have now appeared with full potency for the benefit of all living entities within this world. Srila Prabhupada ki. So, So thank you very much for this opportunity to meditate on the pastimes of the Lord and to be able to share some of the wonderful lessons from Srimad Bhagavatam with all of you today. So, actually, it's not possible to speak or to meditate on the pastimes of the Lord without the blessings of the Vaishnavas. Ekaki amara nahi payabala harinam sankirtan. Without being blessed by the Vaishnavas, alone we cannot glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So please, with your blessings, if you see fit, Maharaj, all the seven senior devotees, then we will continue for your transcendental pleasure and for my purification. Herein, we are continuing the prayers of the wayward twins, Nalukuvara and Manigriva, the brothers who have been cursed as trees, to stand as trees. And upon being released, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna from that course. Then they appeared in their effulgent bodies as demigods, fully purified, and they offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And herein they are explaining the different incarnations of the Lord, how the Lord has appeared as the form as a fish. What's the name of fish in Sanskrit? Who can say? Matsya. And in the form of tortoise, what's the name of tortoise? Hans. Yes? Kurma, yes, kurma. And hog. Who can say what the name of hog is in Sanskrit? Maharaj, you know. Varaha. What's the name for hog? That's true. What's the name of hog? Another name for hog in Shukara, yes. Shukra. Keshava Drita Meena Sharira. That's Meena means fish. Meena. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Keshava Drita Kurma Sharira. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Keshava Drita Sukara Rupa. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. So this is a song by Jayadev Goswami, which is glorifying the different incarnations of the Lord. So the two demigods are explaining that you appear in the bodies like ordinary animals, ordinary entities. And you exhibit activities which are impossible for such creatures to perform. What are the activities of Matsya Avatar? Who can say the activities? What was the wonderful activity of Matsya Mother? Yes? Yes, Mother is there. Oh, can we have the microphone? We're going to do a little bit of interaction. If we have the microphone, please. Thank you very much. Yeah, Mother, what was the name of the king that picked up the small fish? Satyavrata, yes. So there was one king, and he came across a small fish, and he picked it up in his hands. And because he's a king, his nature is kshatriya. Kshatriya means one who defends from harm. So he took that that small fish and put it into enough water so he could be comfortable. But then after some time, that fish expanded, and then he needed a larger body of water, so he transferred him to a larger body of water. And then he transferred him, then he expanded thus, and then he put him into the great ocean, and he expanded. So this is not the ordinary function of a fish. The Lord performed wonderful activities. And then when the Vedas were stolen by the two demons, Madhu and Kaitava, from Lord Brahma, then this Matsya Avatar, he was the one who saved the Vedas it was a great flood also that inundated the universe. So this Matsya Avatar, he saved the Vedas. So Keshava Drita Kurma Sharira. Kurma Sharira. What was the wonderful activities of Kurma Avatar? Who can say? Maharaj will give us a very wonderful explanation. Yes, microphone, is this now coming?
First, thank you for a nice class.
Even if it's if it's nice at the end.
But he allowed, when the churning of the ocean of milk was going on, he allowed his back to be used as a pivotal point so that the churning could go on, and the mountain Mount Meru, was it Meru?
Yeah.
It would not slip off. So therefore, it had a firm base, and therefore the churning could go on.
And what was his selfish motivation?
The what?
He had a selfish motivation for doing this as a tortoise.
I think it had to connect. He was being connected with the Supreme Lord in that particular.
There's another more. Yeah, he was having a nice scratch on his back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So the Lord is performing wonderful activities, and he has motivation.
Transcendental sense gratification.
Transcendental sense enjoyment, yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And Keshava Drita Sukara Rupa, as a hog, There was a wonderful activity performed by the Lord. Who can say? Is there anyone else beside Maharaj? Otherwise, we can have him churn the next. Yes, Aditi Mataji. Please use the microphone for everybody at home and the worldwide web.
Okay, so he actually, the hog incarnation, he actually killed the demon Hiranyaksha.
Yes.
And he any also other function? Rescued the earth that fell into the ocean.
Yeah, he rescued the earth from the Garbhodak ocean. Yes, thank you very much. This is all a very wonderful contribution. So this, these different forms of the Lord, they've performed. He has performed wonderful activities in these different forms as a fish, tortoise, and hog, and many other incarnations, which are given by our acharyas and which are explained in the scriptures. So these activities are extraordinary, incomparable, transcendental activities of unlimited power and strength. So this, the two brothers, they explain that this is evidence of the supremacy of the Lord, that he can incarnate. These are not ordinary forms, that these are actual manifestations of the Lord's playtime, his Leela avatars. They say this is actually a play performed by you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And why is he performing these activities? Why has he come in these different forms? What does the verse say? The verse says, you are the same Supreme Personality of Godhead who have appeared with full potency for the benefit of all living entities within this material world. This is the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That he can take on any form. He can take on any costume. For what purpose? Paritranaya sadhunam. For the upliftment, deliverance of these devotees. And vanasaya chaduskritam. Dharma samsta panartaya. Sambhavami yuge yuge. Millennium after millennium, he's coming again and putting on different costumes for different activities. Such an amazing person, Krishna. Such a wonderful imagination. Such wonderful ideas. Such a creative personality. Actually, as Arachayas explained that Eko Bahusham, the scriptures explain, Eko Bahusham, that one has become many. One Supreme Absolute Truth has become many. That means that the origin of everything is coming from. He is the origin of everything is one point. Like for instance, if I ask you, where does this lecture come from, this table come from? What is it made from? Wood. Yes, it's made from wood. Where does the wood come from? Tree. Where is the tree? Situated in the earth, yes? The earth is in the... We see it from our sense perception in the universe. Now where does the universe come from? You are all perfect theists. It comes from the Supreme Lord. But the universe is coming from something or nothing? Something. Have you ever seen... We get people and they say that everything is coming from nothing. It's all coming from nothing, actually. So this is not a very scientific proposition. We know Srila Prabhupada also always explained that science means observation, hypothesis, experiment, and result, conclusion. So now, if you are to make a scientific experiment, then you have to have something to observe, an observable phenomenon to create a hypothesis. So now, where have you ever seen something coming from nothing? Where is that to observe? Have you ever seen something coming from nothing? Maharaj, you're itching. You're itching to say something? Okay. So the something coming from nothing. We cannot observe something from nothing. Everything is coming from something. So what is that something? Is that something personal or is that something impersonal? There's many schools of thought will say that it's impersonal. But Srila Prabhupada, he explains in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam in the preface, he's explaining that the energy, all energy is coming from an energetic source. All energies are coming from an energetic source. So the impersonal energy is coming from a personal form. Srila Prabhupada explains that the absolute truth must have all aspects of relative truth within it. Otherwise it wouldn't be complete. So it also must include the concept of the Supreme Person. That the personal, that the absolute truth is a person. Otherwise it would be an incomplete reality. And that Supreme Person has impersonal energy, and that impersonal energy is perceivable. It's all pervasive. But the source of that energy is a person. The source of the energy is a person. So that one truth from which all other energies are coming from is that source that we're all trying to connect with, that we're all looking for. The most attractive source. Therefore, he's given the name Krishna. Krishna. So that one supreme truth, when that one supreme truth, that person, wants to enjoy his energy, then he's expanding into many different forms. It's explained the first expansion is Baladev, Balaram. And from him, all of the spiritual phenomena is manifest. Our acharyas explain that Balaram is the personal manifestation of the Sat. Sat. It's called the. There's three energies: Sandini, Samvit, and Hladini. And the Sandini Shakti personified is Balaram. So that's the existence potency. All of the living entities within the spiritual world, for instance, all of the gopas and gopis, they can only exist because of Balaram. Govardhan Hill, the river Yamuna, the trees, the cows, they all have existence because of Balaram, the first expansion. And then it's explained that when there is interaction between these different entities, then there is the Samvit, or the knowledge potency. And that is personified by, in Vrindavan, that is personified by Purnamasi, making different arrangements with the help of Srimati Vrindadevi. These are how the energies work and how they are personified in the Lord's pastimes. So the reason why all of these things exist, the reason why all of these things interact, is wholly and solely meant to give Krishna pleasure. And the topmost manifestation of that pleasure potency is called Hladini, which is personified by who? Srimati Radharani. So Srimati Radharani, Jiva Goswami explains that although all the other relationships are what we call transcendentally pleasing to the Lord, that because Srimati Radharani experiences the topmost intimacy and the topmost levels of transcendental loving sentiments towards Krishna, Jiva Goswami explains that all of these arrangements are meant solely and wholly so that Krishna can be united with Hladini Shakti, with Srimati Radharani. So this one supreme entity is expanding himself so that he can enjoy his different energies. So these are this is the nature of Krishna, that he wants to enjoy. He is the Ananda Vigraha. He is the form of transcendental bliss. And it's explained that all the living entities in this world are Anandamaya Vyasat. That all living entities in this world are seeking after that platform of Ananda. They're seeking after that Ananda Vigraha. But they're trying in different ways to, because of different coverings, they think that this particular form will give me that Ananda that I'm searching for. And thus they are misdirected or misled. So the Lord, when the path or when the transcendental knowledge becomes obstructed because of demoniac influence, then the Lord appears millennium after millennium to re-establish this transcendental knowledge. Sambhava mi yuge yuge. So this is the nature of the Lord. He wants to enjoy his pastimes and he wants to enjoy his energy, and we are also his energy. We are known as Tatashta Shakti. And there are three manifestations of the Lord's energy. Categorically, there is Antaranga Shakti, which we explained, Sandini, Samvit, and Ladini Shakti. This is all the internal energy of the Lord. And then there is Bahiranga Shakti, which is the material elements, the material world, external energy. And then there's that energy which is marginal, or which is in between, Tatashta. Tatasta can be situated, sta, like grihasta, means a situation. Stan comes from the word sta, like Pakistan, Hindustan. So sta means one situation, and tatasta means you can be situated here or there. So this Tatashta Shakti, the energy of the Lord, can experience so much pleasure, can experience so much happiness in relationship with the Lord. But because of avidya, because of ignorance, then the covering on the soul, the ignorance is manifest as what's called the ahankara. It's the first covering of the soul. Ahankara. I am the doer. Aham kara. Aham means I, and kara means the doer. So aham kara, I do. We're forgetting that Krishna is doing everything, and we're thinking, I am doing everything. That is called avidya, or ignorance. So because of this ignorance, we get this suit, I am the doer. It's the first covering. And then the second covering is the doer needs a servant, and that's his buddy, at intelligence. So buddy, he's the one who's making plans. Yes, my Lord. Yes, my Lord. We will, if you want to control and enjoy, I can make a plan like this. We can go here, we can go there. If you want to enjoy that bowl of Mahaprasadam, then we can go around the back door and we can sneak some laddu and put it in the pocket. No problem. Intelligence is very, very good friend to the ahankara in the conditioned state. And then we have mind, which is full of ideas which are presented to the intelligence. And then the senses, which interact with the sense objects. And before you know it, Haribol, we're here in the material world and we're trying to enjoy dead matter. But the Lord sees that this is as Paramatma, as his Paramatma expansion. The Lord is watching this foolishness of the living entity. And he's always preparing, like we heard so nicely the other day, that the there are two birds sitting in the tree of the material body. And one bird is the enjoying bird and the other is the witnessing bird. And as someone so nicely said the other day, there are only two fruits of this tree. Happiness and distress. Yes? So-called happiness and so-called distress. But actually it's all distress from the point of view of Paramatma. It's all distress. So he's observing and he wants to see that that Anandamaya Vyasa, that pure living entity, reaches his original friend, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this Paramatma expansion is the one who takes on these different Leela avatars and takes on these different forms and performs these different activities just to attract the mind of the living entity. So with the conditioned soul with his senses reads these pastimes, hears of these pastimes with the ears, see these pastimes with his eyes, then the living entity's mind becomes full with these different pastimes. Then the intelligence has to figure them out. And then because these pastimes are full of transcendental knowledge, because they're full of logic and reason, because they're full of transcendental truth, they override the conditioned intelligence. And the intelligence has no option but to surrender. And then the hankara, the false ego, is eliminated. One's identity is established as a subordinate entity to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who performs these different activities, who has the potency to come in these different forms. So that Paramatma expansion, he is situated within the heart of the living entity. But because we as conditioned souls, we are busy wandering around, oh, maybe this form, maybe this form, maybe this is Ananda Vigraha. No, we are baffled at every turn. So therefore, the Paramatma expands externally as the bona fide spiritual master. So that bona fide spiritual master, like we have Srila Prabhupada, is explaining here so nicely how we can return, how we can experience that Ananda that we're seeking. He's explaining that there are persons who are fortunate, Bhagyavana Jeev, and there are people who are unfortunate. And he explains the four kinds of unfortunate persons from Bhagavad Gita. Namam duskritino mudha prapadyante naradama. Srila Prabhupada explains that those who are foolish, the lowest amongst mankind, mudhas. Mudha means ass. Mudha means ass, like donkey. Srila Prabhupada gives a nice example of how the donkeys in India, they are working so hard. And grass is everywhere, and all they want is like a morsel of grass. Working so hard to get that same grass for some man who is loading them. Loading them. If you go to India, you know, many of our devotees are there, and you'll see this small little skinny mule. And he's pulling this big, enormous cart of wheat or grass or straw, bales upon bales. And what for? For the same morsel of grass. So these people, the mudhas, are wandering around this world trying to find that pleasure, but they're doing it in a misdirected, foolish way. So these mudhas, they have an opportunity. They have an opportunity because they're externally motivated, they're externally aware. Therefore, that Paramatma comes in the form of the spiritual master. He comes in order to stop their irreligious, sinful activities, and also to show the path, Dharma Samstapanartaya, to show the path. Look, my dear rascal, come this way. Please come this way. Like Srila Prabhupada is such an example, coming to New York and saying, my dear foolish rascals, please come this way. And today, we are also remembering some previous acharyas who also performing such a function. It's like we're hearing today is the disappearance day, a disappearance day of Rasikananda and Jagannath Das Babaji. And it's also the disappearance day of our ISKCON Guru, Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. So, Rasikananda, he was a disciple of Shamananda, Sri Shamananda Pandit. And he was a famous preacher. Actually, his preaching and his mercy was so amazing that he was making some of the Mohammedan rulers, he was converting so many Muslims to Vaishnavism, to become devotees of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. He's such an amazing, empowered devotee. He actually, one time, there's one funny story. I'll tell it short, brief, because time is coming down upon us. And the there's one Muslim ruler who sent him an elephant, sent an elephant with a carrier to kill him. It's like a trained elephant to kill Rasikananda. This Rasikananda, by his purity, he transformed that elephant and made him into a devotee, initiated him. This is a Rasikananda bandit. So devotee is very transcendentally powerful. This Rasikananda Pandit, he was a great devotee of Kirachar Gopinath at Remuna. He's a very great devotee and a very great preacher. And he was famous for transforming the Muslims and even an elephant who had come to kill him. And of course, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, we know he was a contemporary Vaishnava of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was a very ecstatic personality. Actually, it's explained that he was so old and his body was so emaciated that he had a hunchback and his eyes had grown shut. The skin in his eyes were folding so much that they were closed. And he used to have like a shalaka, you know, like we say, omagyana timranas, genangala shalakaya. Shalakaya is like a stick that they would use to pry open an eye where they would operate on it to take out the cataract. So this, he would have to have like sticks in his eye to hold open his eyes. And he was, physically he was very hunched. But when he would perform kirtan, or when he would become ecstatic, his body would expand. For instance, there's this pastime when Bhaktivinoda Thakur took him in the front of his bicycle, in a basket, put him in the basket in a bicycle, and they went looking for the yoga pit. So when they were cycling around the pastimes, which were suspected to be the pastime places of Mahaprabhu, then when they came to this place, which we now know as yoga pit, Jagannath Babaji jumped up, and it's explained that he was very tall, actually. He's a very tall person. And he's saying, this is the place, this is the place. He became ecstatic and his body became enlarged. And then it comes back again. So Jagannath Das Babaji, he was a great Vaishnava in our Sampradaya, in our line. And he was pivotal in establishing the yoga pit in Mayapur. And there are many pastimes with Jagannath Das Babaji and Rasikananda, a very wonderful preachers. Also today is a disappearance day of Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. I'm sure we will hear some pastimes. I never met Maharaj personally. He left this world before I joined. But I had listened to many of his lectures, and I could understand that he was a very dear associate of Srila Prabhupada and a very great preacher, very amazing preacher. And he was empowered with the ability to convince anybody, to convince anybody about the superlative nature of Krishna consciousness. So I did have the good fortune of doing some service for Goswami Maharaj. He has this pastime where Tamal Krishna Maharaj was going with the Radha Damodar party, and in every temple they would travel to, they were so effulgent. Vishnu Jan Swami, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and all of the brahmacharis were so ecstatic from doing Harinam Sankirtan, from distributing books and chanting in the streets. They were so enlivened that when the temple devotees saw them, they were like, yeah, I just want to go with these guys. They were so attractive. So he was taking so many of the temple staff the devotees, and they were going in the Radha Dhamma. So it was causing a big problem. And the temple authorities there and the temple managers, they were saying to Prabhupada, this is a real problem. He's taking all of our... So all of you probably know the history better than I do. But then it came to pass, and Srila Prabhupada was seemingly very angry with Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, you know, maybe I should just go to China or something. And Prabhupada went, said, yes, Tamal Krishna Maharaj is going to China. I'm going to China. So he went to China and he started the China mission. Actually, first he went to Hong Kong. And in Hong Kong, he gathered some support there. And then from Hong Kong, they would go across the border. So I was lucky to visit this place where Tamal Krishna Maharaj was preaching. We went to visit his center in Hong Kong. It's a very, very beautiful place. They have beautiful deities of Gaur and Thai. And he established as a museum. It's like a museum. And there's cabinets with different artifacts. And then there's a closed doors. And on the closed doors, there's brass carvings of the different avatars. And then at 7 o'clock, you will hear a conch shell blow, and these doors, which looks like a wall, it comes out. And behind them, that wall, is Shishi Gaur Nitai. It's like a secret cupboard. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he used this as his base. This was the base for the preaching, the ISKCON Center in Hong Kong. And we took a train, we followed his footsteps, we took a train across the border. Well, Hong Kong is separated from China only by a small river. Actually, the river is not even as wide as the lector to the seat. It's a very small river. And then Maharaj was preaching in places like Shenzhen, Hangzhou, all these different places. And we went there, and it's amazing. There's centers there, there's second generation devotees there, and they all worship and adore Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj because he came and gave them that mercy. Actually, we went, there's one devotee there, his name is Tejas Prabhu. And Tejas Prabhu, he's organizing programs in the yoga studios. So we went there and we did kirtan. Every evening that we went there's 60, 70 yogis. They would come and we'd sit them down and put them in a circle. And we say, please repeat after us, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare. And then we would get them chanting. And then we'd ask everybody, can you please stand up? And can you do the Hare Krishna dance? We're famous. Put your hands in the air. This is called Swami Step Asana. Can you say Swami Step Asana? And they go, Swami Step Asana. And then before you know, we make the music fast. And 60, 70 people doing a train around the big yoga room. Dancing, chanting, and experiencing that ananda. Experiencing the ananda. The ananda vigraha has come in this age as the holy name. Kali Kala Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. So this is, it's open for everyone. We're going out daily trying to introduce people. Can you say Hare Krishna? And they say Hare Krishna. I'll tell you very quick and we'll end on this. By trying to follow in the footsteps of these great devotees, we can experience ananda, and the whole world can experience ananda. The other day we were on Venice Beach, and as we're going down Venice Beach on Harinam, there's only three or four of us sometimes, myself, Srinitai, and Nimai. So there's three of us going down, but we're so happy and blissful to be out on the beach in the sun and sharing the holy names with others. As you come down the beachfront, there's a store which sells paraphernalia for cell phones, covers and stands and so forth. There's one man who comes out all of the time. And he brings out with him his phone. And on the phone, there's a guy on the line, on the screen. So he holds the phone. He said, hey, say hello to my friend. So he said, he's in Israel. This guy is on the phone and he's in Israel. So, and he's in bed. And at that time, at 4 o'clock in the evening, it's like middle of the night in Israel. So his friend calls him and wakes him up in the middle of the night and says, look at these guys, these are singing and dancing. So we say to him, can you say Hare Krishna? So all the way from Israel in the middle of the night, this guy is saying Hare Krishna. And he's laughing in his bed. He just got woke up. He's laughing in his bed in Israel. This is Harinam Sankirtan movement. It's a benediction, the prime benediction for humanity at large. And if we just give ourselves, so we'll experience the Ananda Vigraha, we'll experience happiness. The whole world will become a blissful place. It's scientific. Scientific. All of our previous acharyas are giving us this example. The Lord Himself is coming in different forms just for this purpose. And we are very, very fortunate to be able to perform this yajna. Very, very fortunate to know about it and to be open to practicing it. So thank you very much for your time and your patience. Hare Krishna. Krantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj ki jai. Rasikananda Maharaj ki jai. Srila Tamala Krishna Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Go Premanandi. Sorry for my existence.